Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio. Much more than a message, an offer of true life. Chapter 3. The good news from which derives all other good news of the gospel of God. In the previous chapter, we appointed to the fact that the gospel is not just a message nor just a theoretical announcement. The gospel is a real offer of God to all human beings. And yet at the end of the previous chapter, some definitions of the meaning of the word offer were listed, highlighting in multiple dictionaries that an offer refers to something that is offered in such a way that it will also be delivered if the person, to whom the offer is addressed, is also willing to receive what is offered. Some people, when reading the previous chapter or the last two paragraphs, may question the quotations that the gospel of God, when it is accepted, is an offer that delivers what it announces, and also that the gospel is not just an announcement of benefits applied only to the distant future of a person. This question, for some people, may arise, precisely, because of several texts of the own scriptures that explicitly declare that there are many promises in the very writings on the gospel that are still subjected to a waiting process to be fulfilled in the future. What is indeed so. However, to have a more accurate understanding of the comment that the gospel of God is an offer that also delivers what it announces to those who receive it, a more detailed observation may be necessary on some more specific points about the various aspects associated with this gospel. The word gospel that was used in Old Greek in the New Testament writings, according to the related notes to comments of Strong, for instance, is always associated with the idea of good news and the reward associated with the good news, as follows. Gospel. Evangelion. 1. Reward for good news. 2. Good news. Evangelizo. 1. Bringing good news, to announce good news. Strong's Greek Lexicon. As already explained, the concept of good news does not mean to say that they represent just words and messages without the content that supports them and without the foundation that gives sustenance and life to them. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself said that His words have the support of all that also gives life to His words. John 6, 63. It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are a spirit, and they are life. Although the term gospel has the connotation of multiple good news, there is a very distinct separation to be observed in the own good news of the gospel of God. We understand that the comprehension of the point that we are presenting in these last paragraphs is so relevant, or rather, it is of fundamental importance for a deeper comprehension of the gospel of God and about the life that is in it. The multiple good news of the gospel of God are separated into two very distinct aspects. 1. A first part that consists of a single, main, primary, or central good news. 2. A second part which encompasses the other good news, and which can be accessed as a consequence or result of having received the primary, unique, and central good news of the gospel. The gospel of God has one central, primary, or main good news from which all other good news derive. Even though one has not yet seen the fulfillment of some specific good news announced in the gospel for the future, if a person receives the central or main good news of the gospel of God, which already has been made available to humans for many centuries, one also has already received everything one needs for the present life and for the life that follows after the lifetime on earth. In some aspects, similar kinds of situations also occur in many moments of the common life of many people. For instance, if a person legitimately bought a property or any good, at the time that one acquired the good, some good news in one's life, one has already acquired the good even though one will still benefit from it in the future. Also, as an example, if a person wants to acquire a farm, the first good news one has to reach is the particular title of that specific good. Thus, from this first good news, the person that owns it can explore the other things, benefits, or good news that exist on this farm, a kind of purpose that might take a very long time so that one can also discover and make use of the many aspects that are in the acquired good. The offer of the gospel of God has some characteristics similar to the acquisition of some good or property, although, in the case of the gospel of God, it is offered not by the price of human and material things, but by the grace of God. Once a person receives the central or primary offer of the gospel of God and remains committed to it, the person begins to enter into the condition to receive the other parts of the same gospel of God. The position where some of these other portions are available immediately, while others remain as reserved items for the future. However, if one person does not receive the first or the main offer of the gospel of God, one is not qualified to receive the other gifts, or good news, belonging to the same gospel. And to be explicitly noted, the central or primary good news of the whole gospel of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. Preaching the gospel of God, proclaiming the gospel of God, is the same as preaching Christ. It is the same as announcing Christ, and vice versa. Let us look closely at the following texts. Acts 5, 42. And daily in the temple, and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, 17-24. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, we preach, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Romans 10, 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? After the coming of the Son of God into the world as the Christ, people are not called by God to believe in a beautiful message made up of sublime words. They are called to believe in the person of the Son of God who was killed, but who also was resurrected and who is alive sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. 1 Timothy 3, 16. And without controversy great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. Hebrews 1, 3-4. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. The central good news of God is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, because the major good news offered by God, through his gospel, is the very Son of God, the one who gives novelty of life to all those that believe in him. The power of God for salvation, also called the gospel of God, in the first place, is Christ. Christ is the gospel of God. Christ is the good news of God to all humanity. Let us also look a few more texts closely. Romans 1, 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. 1 Corinthians 1, 24. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. John 11, 25-26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? From the beginning of the proclamation of the gospel of God, the emphasis has always been on the offer of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The good news of God has always been the Son of His love and the eternal life through a relationship with Him. Luke 2, 10-11. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 10, 10b. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Christ is the gift of God offered through the gospel and announced through the preaching of the gospel. Preaching proclaims the gospel. The gospel, however, is the way to make the offer available, and the main gift to be given to whoever wants to receive the gospel is Christ. The acceptance of the offer presented by the gospel and announced by the preaching is the power of God for salvation, for the acceptance of the offer is the acceptance of Christ, the Redeemer of everyone who believes in Him. Thus, the believing in the preaching of the gospel only occurs if a person believes in the Christ offered by the gospel of God and if a person receives Christ as the central or main gift of the good tidings of the Lord. The considerations above can be clearly seen, for instance, also in the following texts. Ephesians 5, 2. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. John 1, 12. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. 1 John 5, 12. He who has the Son has life, he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Christ is the offer already made available by God to be accepted by the one who wants to live according to the will of God. Whoever has the Son of God in his or her heart, as the Scripture declares, has a new life of God already available. Moreover, he or she will not have it only in the future, for Christ is the life of God also or already offered for now to those who believe in Him. Whoever has the Son of God in his or her life, already has the primary good news from which all other good things come to one's life. Christ is the central good news of God that precedes all other good news also offered by the gospel of God. Whoever has the Son already receives the life in the present and can also have it in the future, if one just perseveres in remaining in Christ. Everything that the gospel of God offers passes through Christ. It is from Christ that all other good news of the gospel of God can be understood and accessed. Colossians 2, 1-3. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom, in Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2, 9. For in Him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. To give Christ, His only begotten Son, to us is the proof that God has already granted the full possibility of human beings to access the most sublime aspect that God had or has to give to them. The highest proof of the truthfulness of the gospel of God has already been accomplished by God, through His only begotten Son. Romans 5:8-11. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God has placed the whole foundation of his gospel in Christ Jesus. In this way, any supposed gospel of God that does not have Christ at the center of the gospel is not a true gospel of God. Without Christ, there is no true Christian life. In the world, many people are trying to live a Christian life devoid of Christ, which is impossible. An individual who does not have Christ in his or her life may live a life that perhaps has an appearance of godliness, may live a life that copies some Christian behaviors. However, without Christ, one can never truly live the Christian life that Christ gives to everyone who receives it in the heart as the offer of life given by God to all who believe in him. If people knew more about the gospel of God, many would no longer insist on living a life with just a Christian name but separated of the very essence of Christian life. The gospel of God never presented or considered the possibility of a Christian life outside of Christ or separated from him, who is the reason why the Christian life is called as the Christian life. A greater revelation of God about the gospel is linked to knowing Christ more, because knowing Christ closer is also knowing more about the gospel of God, and vice versa. Through the gospel, God offers true peace, true justice, the solid foundation, the durable protection, and an everlasting shield. However, the Christian should never dissociate these and other good news from the person of Christ and the personal relationship with him, for Christ is our peace, Christ is our righteousness, Christ is the unique foundation upon which God wants us to build our lives. The Lord Jesus Christ, resurrected, alive, and seated at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, is the refuge, the steadfast rock, and the very present salvation and life of God for everyone who believes in the Lord.